Glenn, how important are those 3 points tonight?
Oh, it's massive. Every game you play, when the split comes, it's the 6 points, if you like. And you know, we've had a few weeks off. We haven't had a good run of games, have we, since the split? So to come to a team above us and grab 3 points away from home is very good, and we'll take the 3 points. And I think, to be honest, it could have been more.
Yeah, it was a superb team display, especially in the second half, and we looked comfortable after taking the lead.
I don't think you can ever say you look comfortable. You've always got to be switched on against a team like Bangor, but we had more chances again once we went 2-1 up, and maybe you've got to be more ruthless in front of goal, but you just got to stay switched on in these games, and maybe that's why it looked comfortable, because we stayed switched on and everyone was on at each other to be switched on, and we got through it.
Yep, like I said, we did have a lot of chances, missed the penalty as well. Les, Hazy, you know, they could have been 3 or 4.
It could have been, and to be fair, the forwards had their own session the other day, shooting and stuff, so I think you can't blame them too much. At least they're in the positions to have the chances, so you take the positives from that, and on another day it could have been more, but we'll take 2-1 and to win. It's 3 points at the end of the day.
Obviously now puts pressure back on Bangor and Connors Key as we're going into second, but we need to build on this momentum going into the game at TNS next week now, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. We've just got to focus on ourselves and pick our own points up. No one else can affect that but us, so it'll be tough on Friday, and I'm sure we'll have a game plan, and we look forward to that one.
Yeah, thank you.